to our Mother's Day celebration. And for all of you moms on the line, I want to just honor you and let you know how important you are, how precious you are to us, and we love you. And it's an opportunity to actually get clear so that when you are with your mom, you can enjoy the goodies that she brought and leave behind some of the baggage that maybe she didn't have or wasn't equipped to give you. So I just want to welcome everyone to the call. We have a very big group this morning, so it's going to be a wild ride, and I'm so excited to be sharing this day with you. So do sign in, let me know who's here, and we'll get started with an opening blessing. But I'm so happy to have you here this morning. There we go. Screen share. Running a little slow. Alrighty, so we'll be doing the healing the mother wound activations today, which will be wonderful. And the opening blessing to remove obstacles, and also the second part of the opening blessing is to call on the mother blessings of Divine Mother. So this second part down here, the Sarva Mangala Mangalye, that's for Divine Mother. Vakratunda Mahakaya Koti Surya Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurme Devo Sarva Kayeshu Sarvada Sarva Mangala Mangalye Shive Sarvada Sadike Sharanye Trayambake Gauri Narayani Namostute Om Shanti Shanti, Shanti. Just breathe in and out and feel the blessings of this clearing and the removal of obstacles, the activation of Divine Mother in your space. And we'll do a little demonstration on the quantum pump and muscle testing, why it works and how you do it. I know there's a lot of people on the call. Some of you haven't taken a class yet from me, so maybe you've done some of the home study, or maybe you've heard me on a summit, and I want to welcome all of you to the call. So there's a process that we do called the quantum pump, and this quantum pump works because we're activating the quantum field and we're rearranging particles. The pump looks like this. Your hand is, your elbow is down at your side, elbow down at the side, and your hand is pumping forward like that. And so that's how it's done. There we go. So that's the quantum pump. It's not this. It's just kind of more of a reflex. Your hand, your fingers are falling forward. Just like that. You can use your left hand if you want to. You can do a double pump. I use the right hand and recommend using the right hand because it is the outer hand. It's the outer assertive or the active hand, where the left hand, I tend to read from my left hand. So the right hand is the hand that I'm generally activating the quantum field. But you can use either hand, and you can use your feet, and help people do that as they pump with their ankle with their feet. So you could use your feet if you want to. All right, just to explain a tiny bit more about why that works, this is not energy healing or energy work. This is actually rearranging particles in the quantum field. There are two kinds of physics, Newtonian physics and quantum physics. Newtonian is like gravity, apple falls from the tree, so what you see is what you get. And with quantum physics, it's defined that we're all part of a field of particles vibrating. And based on how the particles are vibrating, you get a better or worse result, you know. So So as the particles are vibrating, you see Julie Renee, you see a globe, you see flowers, Mother Mary, you know, so, but we can rearrange those particles for a better result. And literally got a message from a woman this week who I've worked with, and she had lymphatic cancer pretty badly. And I worked with her, and that cancer has disappeared from her body, meaning we didn't do a healing on her. We rearranged the particles so that her body came into good health and the cancer disappeared. So that's what we're doing. And everyone can activate the field, but we're generally not in a high enough frequency to at will change things. And so by doing this quantum pump, which I received the download about 8 years ago, this hand movement. So that's the hand movement. That's what we're going to be doing in a little bit when we're doing our clearing. Muscle testing. Many of you have your own method of muscle testing already. But if you don't, you can do what I do, which is use the right hand and press down with the left hand. So it's the ring finger of the right hand and the pointer finger of the left hand. And you're just going to press down, my name is Julie Renee, and my name is Bozo the Clown. The hand, the finger becomes weak. You're going to keep the muscle really stiff. The finger becomes weak because the body, the muscles in the body can tell the muscles become weak when there's a lie or there's something toxic or not true. So that's why muscle testing works. It was defined in 1976 by a chiropractor. Well, we're going to get started now on our clearings now that we've done a little kind of primer on how to do the quantum pump and a little bit about muscle testing. So the first clearing we're going to do today, we're going to be doing the quantum pump, and we're going to clear the right, ability, and permission to experience the nurturing support, respect, and love that you would like to receive in present time. And everybody's going to start now with the pumping. We're going to all pump, and we're going to be clearing soul contracts, evil spirit curses, demonic curses, satanic curses, bloodline and clan, alien type 3, 5, and 8, holographic inserts. These are the anchors that spiritual interferences plug in on. Holographic inserts, implants, mechanisms, permeations, and portals. Ghosts, group mind, virus, black magic, curses, trauma, agreements, timelines, emotions, and DNA. So I'd love to have everybody pumping to help clear. And that's what we're going to do for a little while now. So we're going to clear the right, ability, and permission to experience the nurturing, support, respect, and love you would like to receive in present time. So that sounds really good. And while we're pumping, I'm going to leave this up on the screen for a little bit, and then you're going to see my face a little bit, so you can just read these over and, you know, really kind of see what we're doing. I know people like, wait, you moved that off the screen too fast. So I'm going to leave that up. And let's see. And I'll just start with some of the questions on the screen. Is pumping with the left hand as effective as pumping with the feet as effective as pumping with the hand? No, it's not. But if that's, you know, gives you a break or is fun for you, go ahead and do it. I think the highest I've read is that it's about 70% effective, not as effective. And hi to everybody. So all the wonderful hellos. I'm going to read the chat box. Greetings from all of you after the class, so I won't read everybody's name this time, but we have, you know, like 1,400 people signed up for this call, so I'll take a few questions as I see them. Let's see. And thanks for the healing today. That's from Deb from Ottawa. All right, and from Romania, Adriana. This would be so useful, and that's from... Oh, from, the screen is moving so fast. Sorry. Thanks for today's healing, Julie Renee. That's from Ottawa. So useful. Mahala. And let's see. Can we clear negative picked up prior to conception during the time of womb, especially for unwanted children? Thank you. Yeah, I think you can be focused on clearing that while we're going through this. I think that's a great idea. Yeah, I think that would be good. Yeah, so everybody's pumping. I was just looking. I've got a program coming up that I wanted to mention since you asked that. Let me see if I can quickly click to it. I think it's a 5-part program on clearing wounding from, you know, your gestation and around your birth. So let me see if I can just quickly find that. I think it's in September or October. We literally just added that a week or so ago, so let's see. Yeah, quantum clearing of birth trauma. I can see that there's at least 3 classes on that. So that is really specifically on that issue. So yes, you can focus on that today. Here's the link for that, that wonderful class that I'll be doing. On, you know, really the trauma around gestation, birth, and just after birth. Carol Mill, she's asking if multiple pumping with all kinds of things. It's just playful. It doesn't necessarily make anything go much faster. Sometimes you get a little bit more speed if you're doing both hands, but it's more for fun. It's for being silly and having fun. Thank you, JC. That's very nice. Thank you. Oh, so Kristen is asking for me to review pumping. Gosh, that's why I did review pumping at the beginning of the call. Maybe you missed the beginning of the call. At the beginning of every one of our calls, I review quantum pumping. That's actually, so you need to come on to the call at the beginning of the call. And then you get it every single time I do a call now. So it's this hand movement, the elbows down at the waist, and your hand is moving forward. And your hand is just, so the hand is basically coming up at about shoulder level. And then it's about, starting about 6-8 inches off the shoulder. And the hand is just falling forward, and the fingers are coming in and out like that. That's kind of what it looks like in slow motion. Just like that. That's the quantum pump. I'm not going to review everything that I did at the beginning, but this is good. So this is how you do the quantum pump. Yeah. Of course, you can switch between hands if one hand gets tired. That's why I told you could do your hands or your feet, or you could do both. You know, I pump all day, and I can pump for 15 hours and my hand doesn't get tired. So if your hand is getting tired, you might actually be doing something a little bit wrong. You shouldn't be pulling in and out. You're not really using any muscles. I don't get more muscles from pumping. So it's very relaxed. Oh, good. Thank you. Is that Maria? Says that she can feel the movement. It's very powerful. That's fantastic. Can we invite our maternal lineage to join us in spirit? I wouldn't recommend it. I would work on yourself. Sometimes we're so muddled with, and not muddled in a, I mean, like, it's not a bad thing. It's just we're so inundated with all of the different things going on, from generations back and all that. And it's good to just really get it for yourself first before you want to clear your lineage. So I am always saying, you know, this is a program that helps you to realize full body ownership and 100% full body ownership, where you own your body 100%. And by inviting everybody in, you have a community living in your field and your body. And until you can kind of distinguish what's you and what's not you, I recommend that you work on yourself. And then the upgrades often happen with our children because they get cell-to-cell communication, which is mirroring. And so a lot of times they'll shift up if they want the shift because you've shifted in your body and your field. But to be calling things in, I wouldn't necessarily recommend it. That's not the way I teach in any case. So I would recommend getting yourself good first, and then the shift can happen. Because what you do for yourself, of course, does shift others, and especially if they want it. I think the other thing that I noticed, I had a gal call me. She's been working with a lady who's 95 years old, and she said, oh, she's in ICU, she's in an induced coma, and can you help her? And I thought, yeah, and I just, you know, kind of automatically my hand went, and I went, wait a minute. And I just checked with her spirit, and she said, you know, I really don't want to stay. This might be my opportunity to leave, so please don't, shift me back to good health. I'm 95 years old. And so I called the woman and said, look, I don't think that she really wants that. So we have to be kind of respectful that, beings, either people that are elderly or beings out of body, may or may not want the shifts that we want to give them. So you want to be respectful also to let them have free will. But thank you so much for the question. It's a good one because we want to be loving and we want to be generous and include everybody we love. But honestly, in this case, I think if you're inviting them, if they are around you and they've already said, yeah, this looks really cool, then they're doing it for themselves, and that's perfectly wonderful. Should we do it if we have tendinitis is a question. I would think your tendinitis would get better with this. So understand that you're rearranging particles in the field. So I would think it would be good. And you could do it with the opposite arm. You probably don't have tendinitis in both arms. So you could do it in the opposite arm, or you could do it with one of your feet too. Okay. And Yeshwant, let's see, is there a question here? Unless we have a good relationship with mother at a subconscious level, we can never have any other harmonious relationships. Kindly neutralize my mother issues. Well, let's see what we get done today, Yeshwant. I think we can do some. We can make some impact. The first thing I want to encourage all of you to do is to appreciate and pray for your mothers. They gave you something, even if it's just a body. They gave you something that, you know, they gave you life. That was the first thing, they gave you life. And so if you pray for their well-being, all of a sudden they don't become the abuser. You become in charge. So you take the power back. And I think that's one of the things that is always out of balance unless you start doing that. You know, pray for their well-being, pray for, you know, their happiness, their peace, their serenity. And don't pray for them to change or to be fixed, but just pray that they have the life that they want. And you become the person in charge. You become the one who has power. And I think when your mother has such an important role, and if she's not able to actually rise up to that role or that the occasion of being a mother, a loving, nurturing mother with secure attachment, she'll always have kind of a power, and you'll always be kind of fickle. You'll always kind of, ugh. So, you know, another thing I might suggest for some of you, I recently, just a few months ago, because I'm adopting, I read a book called Raising Emotionally Intelligent Children. And I have to say that I learned so much in that book about attachment and love and the healthy connection of children and how to coach children to understand and embrace their emotions. And I recommend it for adults who want to re-initiate that loving sense of safety and being able to have a what's called an attachment style, but a loving style that's comfortable for other people around you, where they feel safe with you and you feel safe with them. So you might pick that book up. I thought that was a really helpful book. We have classes coming up. We have one class on quantum emotions, and I think that's a 5-part class, and we have this one that I mentioned on birth clearings. So we have love classes, the 7 stages of love, and quantum relationships and love. We have the karma class. So we do teach quite a bit about love and relationships. And I think the more that you step into your wise elder wisdom, your love wisdom, the more calm and serene you are, the more happy you are. And, you know, I think there's something about letting go of having your mom get it right, and where you get it right, where you get it right for yourself. And then there's some other part about just removing the stuff from your field that doesn't work for you. So I think that's what I'm teaching you today, is how to remove that stuff. Now, you might want to do a karma clearing with your mom, and that would be removing the shared energy, so she might have control energy in your body, or you might have sent control energy to her also. So that shared energy, cords between each other, you might have some cords there, contracts, something that you've agreed to, maybe in writing there's been some contracts, agreements, things that you've agreed on verbally. Maybe unconscious of contracts. I know I broke some of those where I was supposed to be, you know, since I was the single of her 5 children, I was the oldest daughter, I was supposed to take care of her, and boy, that wasn't going to work with me, so I broke that contract. But the permission, the right, the ability to be yourself, to live fully expressed, which we're doing now, and then maybe the karma clearing. So cords, contracts, agreements, and then the karma. So you might have been doing this round lifetime after lifetime in some entanglement with your mom. So, yeah. Let's see. Well, lots of comments here. Thank you. Oh, you're welcome, Adriana. She was saying that she picked up negative stuff when she was in her wet mother's womb. And, you know, it's really our opportunity. It's our mothers did the best they could not having these spiritual tools. So it's our opportunity to get in there and clear what we picked up. She gave us a body, and we, you know, have a chance now to clean it up and clear it. So, like, the curses you picked up and the negative energy you picked up in her, you can totally clear that. So we have a class called 100% Clear, too. Two Kirstens in the group. Let's see. Yeah, will this help if mother issues are ongoing? I think it does. And I think there's a couple things. One is you want to take all the push-pull out of the relationship with your mom. And so you want to go into kind of an easy, neutral space where you're loving to her, but there's nothing to push on. So there's no angst between the two of you. So whatever she says, if she says something that's ridiculous, you just water off a duck's back, you can pump and clear it, where you just validate her. Because in some odd way, mothers are looking to be validated and told that they did right, they did good, that they're lovable and they're appreciated. And I think the push-pull, some of it is, you can avoid quite a bit of it if, you know, your mom is somewhat enmeshed in your life to un-enmesh. Keep your sacred things sacred to yourself and not share everything. I think that's part of the trouble in River City is that we share things that, you know, it's pearls before swine in a way. You know, you don't want to give your pearls to someone who's going to muddle them and root around in the mud with your pearls. So if there's something that's precious to you and you know that your mom can't support it and that you think, well, maybe I can convince her, maybe we can bond over this if we work on it, I don't think it's, if she's been a particular way her whole life, we're not going to change your mother. We're going to shift your field so that things get easier. So that's what we're doing. Maria was asking, her mom had toxemia when she was pregnant, and what energy can cause toxemia. And toxemia is kind of a blood poisoning. It's really interesting because it's something that it's kind of between the child and the mother isn't really fitting right together, and mothers get through it. Let's see. So it's almost like it could be the baby spirit is toxic. I don't see that in your case. That, I mean, between the two of you, you have like a toxicity. I don't see that with you, Maria. Three spirits, alien one, two, three, four, alien type six, were causing the toxemia for your mother. So sometimes toxemia comes from, you know, interfering spiritual interferences, and sometimes it comes from the child with you with spiritual interferences. But it'll, you know, kind of set, I would be curious to hear if sometimes your relationship feels, you know, like it's influenced by the toxemia from your gestation. So sometimes the toxemia means a relationship that might be toxic, but not necessarily. Okay. Tatiana says she wants healthy kidneys, and very good. Just come into our blah. Year of Miracles. Your Year of Miracles, sorry. We do regeneration of the kidneys in your Year of Miracles. Oh, good, Jay. Thank you. Beautiful day in Vermont. Oh, that's nice to hear. I hear it's been kind of on the chilly side out on the East Coast and rainy, like monsoons out in some of the areas. So. Oh, that's so sweet. That's from Malhar, who's just giving a beautiful appreciation. A mom is depressed and is in a stressed booze. Booze? My brother sexually disturbed a lot, and even I am tense to booze. That might be alcohol. I'm not sure what that means. But, you know, I think the meditation, having a good spiritual practice, having a good healthy indoor-outdoor practice, so hike in nature, eat healthy, you know, avoid excess and addictions. We have an addiction class coming up on, you know, curing your addictions, so that might be a class. If that is actually booze, that might be something that you want to take a class on. We're supposed to be thinking or doing something while we're pumping. No. Once we start pumping, we're actually clearing and we can address other issues. It's really nice. So you have to focus on it when you first start. And then you might be pumping for hours or you might be pumping just for a few minutes. Let's see where we're at with our clearing. Let's see. About 80% through on this clearing. Again, we're clearing the right, ability, and permission to experience the nurturing, support, respect, and love that you would like to receive in present time. We're clearing soul contracts, evil spirit curses, demonic curses, satanic curses, bloodline and clan, alien type 3, 5, and 8, holographic inserts, implants, mechanisms, permeations, and portals, ghosts, group mind virus, black magic, curses, trauma, agreements, timeline, emotions, and DNA. Christine is asking about rearranging the particles, and just if you, let's go back to a very simple description, Christina. So if you would imagine, sorry, when the, this is the Google Hangout mechanism that sometimes goes so dark. It's well lit, but it looks like I'm in the dark. So Christina, if you could think about everything, my whole body is particles vibrating. And by doing this, with a thought that we're clearing the right and permission and ability to experience the nurturing, supportive love and respect that we desire to experience in present time. Then what we're doing is we're clearing the particles that are vibrating with programs or the thought forms that wouldn't allow that, which were the thought forms that I listed. And so we're rearranging them. So, and those can be dispelled too, because thought forms have to come from something. So they don't just, you know, they're not just floating in the ethers being magnetic to you. They come from somewhere. So we're, whether we're disappearing them or rearranging the particles, we're cleaning the particles up so that it works better for you. And I say that we are all, meant to be in joy, meant to be in happiness, meant to be in fulfillment and at ease. And the journey that we have is the discovery, kind of the undiscovered and being discovered self that is the true self. And the true self is pure, it's light, it's love, it's serenity, it's peace, it's ease, it's grace. Our true self is that nature that is bliss. And then that which is not are the things that aren't our true self, but we might believe are us. We might say, I have anger, I have upset, I have, you know, I'm this, I'm that. But that is actually what we're claiming for ourselves, but isn't actually true. When you peel away the layers of the onion, who we really are is that peace and ease. I hope that was helpful. I know I went off in a tangent a little bit there. The name of the book that I recommended, well, I just read a beautiful book 2 months ago because I'm adopting, called Raising Emotionally Intelligent Children. Raising Emotionally Intelligent Children. And I was just recommending for some of you, my childhood was quite traumatic. I had a mentally ill mother and an alcoholic father. If you want to be working on yourself, you can be doing the quantum pump while you're reading the book. It just really kind of, you get an idea of if you had parents who could have done that, and you can kind of remap your life going through that book and just kind of look at, well, what would have been the correct way to respond to that emotion. Or, you know, I learned how to become stoic, and I also learned about being a martyr, and I was very involved in my church, and so I picked up ways that I could survive, you know, a very dysfunctional family. And in my adult life, really moving towards that essential nature of love, of unconditional love, of ease, of grace, of community, of being able to be in community and being comfortable in community and relaxed. You know, my, like a heat-seeking missile for ease and grace and being able to communicate beautifully with respect. And, you know, when you're really owning your emotions, other people don't feel uncomfortable around your emotions. They're grateful that you are able to so well articulate what you feel and what you think solutions might be if there's something that's being created together. Because you don't accuse people of anything. You go, I'm feeling something, and I'd really, whether I'm feeling uncomfortable or this particular thing isn't working with me, is there another way that we can do it, or can we talk about it in a different way? people begin to feel really safe around you. And you feel safe with yourself. You feel proud of yourself because you handled it beautifully. So I want to encourage you that that's possible. And some of you will have a tremendous emotional intelligence. That's the book I'm, you know, almost through now, is the book just called Emotional Intelligence. It's a little bit harder read in that it's kind of clinical. And I think there's a lot of it where it's just, you know, clinical findings, which is less exciting than reading about emotionally intelligent children. But interesting. Lots of good facts in there. Okay. My mom has passed in August, and the bulk of care was on... Okay. I've used your cord-cutting MP3s and helped so much. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for this today. I know in my heart I can choose for me. Nice, Anna. That's really wonderful. Yeah, the karma clearing, that's, by the way, something that you can just pick up the one single MP3 on our website. You go into meditations and you look for relationships and love, and it's karma clearing meditation, and it has the whole step-by-step process. So you can just get that one item. You don't have to buy a whole big program. You can just get the whole step-by-step guidance, and it works. It really works. My brother had been married 3 times. His, second wife was a complete drug addict, crazy lady, and mother of 2 children of his, and she was over every week at his doorstep begging for money and pulling tricks and whatever, doing all kinds of crazy things. He did the karma clearing process, and she forgot that he existed. He just became invisible to her. Cords, contracts, agreements, and karma, shared energy, all cleared, and that was the end. He's never heard from her since. So... What about moms who are on heavy medication while baby is in the womb? Well, you know what I want to say is you can clean up and clear everything yourself. It's, I think we come down to if you were the mom on heavy medications, you can help your child clear. But if your mom was on heavy medications while you were in the womb, you want to clear the impact and how it affected your body, which it may have affected your body in many ways. It may have affected your body, your DNA programming. It might have rearranged your congenital information. But you just want to be working on yourself, not on, you know, you can clear the energy of maybe resentment for your mom for being on the medications, but I think more it's like, what do you do now? You know, like she did the best she could. I think that's the one thing that you want to look at first, is that she was doing the best she could with the information she had. She may not have known that that medication was going to be a disruption. I know in the olden days they didn't really understand. Now people do. Now people, it's, you know, it's a pure pregnancy, hopefully. So... Julie, does this clear the negative beliefs from mother, beliefs of us? It clears your field. So it's not necessarily clearing your thought forms. It's clearing all the programs that are informing you how to respond. Let's go through this one more time. So it's not changing your brain, so to speak, but it's changing the information in your field. And some of that might be like agreements that you have with your mom to be a particular way. The trauma that you went through, so it's lightening or removing the trauma. Curses are things that you've said back and forth to each other. You know, and that, I think curses is a big deal with mothers because they can say a lot of harmful things to their children. Black magic is what you say over and over again to yourself, and you got to start thinking, well, she's not in my life in any big way now, but I keep hearing her and reiterating what she said, that's black magic. That's you doing that to yourself. So I think those kind of things, bloodline and clan, those are other impressions that you can really remove those impressions so you can operate in a much freer state. Okay, I think we're clear with it, so we're going to go on to our meditation next. And we're going to be doing a meditation to release disappointments from your relationship with your mom and get you feeling more in charge of your inner world. So I'd love for you to just take a breath in and out. And as you breathe in positive energy. And as you breathe out negativity, worry, and concern. Breathing in and out. Send a grounding cord down from the base of the spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release and begin to release the excess energy in the body. Male bodies, ground your testicles with a line of energy wide as your wrist, tall in the center, down to the center of the earth. And female bodies, your ovaries with a line of energy from the right and left ovary through the perineum down to the center of the earth. Set the ovaries on release and release the ovaries. So men, you're releasing female control energy and also aggression and competition. Women, you're releasing your healing projects and also control energy from the ovaries and from the testicles. So that's what we're releasing. And I had a lady say, do I wear on my testicles? And I said, honey, you don't have any. So if you're listening, females have ovaries and males have testicles. And then going up to your adrenals with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, from each of the adrenals, down through the perineum and down to the center of the earth. Set the right and left adrenal on release, and release the adrenals. Release the fight or flight energy, worry and concern, stress energy. Very good. And let's do a line from the brain stem, so kind of at the base of the skull there, from the brain stem out each side to the adrenals. The adrenals sit on top of the kidneys, just above the waistline, a couple inches off the spine. They're little acorn-like glands. And so you're going to draw a line down from the brain stem, from each side of the brain stem down to the adrenals, and then down through the perineum, down to the center of the earth. So we're going to do a diamond clearing on clearing stress from the body. And in this diamond, we're releasing the brain, first in the survival brain and emotional brain. Logical, creative, and genius brains are releasing. And we're setting those brains on release, all of the brain on release. So it's all in your head. Obviously, the brains are all in your head. And we're releasing the stress from the brain. And we're releasing the stress from the adrenals, and we're going to plug the nervous system into the adrenals. So you can either imagine a little line from the spine or from the sciatic nerve into the adrenals, and the whole nervous system is going to release through the adrenals. And it's releasing through the perineum, which is the root of the body, where the root chakra is, the survival chakra, chakra one. And then going down through the center of the earth. It actually, as it's leaving your body, it just turns to pure energy. It's no longer stress energy or negative energy. But we're just cleaning it out of your body and allowing it to just clear into the center of the earth and just returning pure energy into the center of the earth. And just go through like a purification process as it leaves your body. Beautiful. And I'd like you to open your feet to earth energy as you're allowing your body to release. Let's bring earth energy up through the feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. Bringing cosmic energy into the back of the head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull, and down through the neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, through the wrists, hands, fingers, and out the fingertips. Bringing more of that cosmic energy down through your back channel, all the way down into your hips, looping up through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, through the head, fountaining out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. Pulling your aura into 18 inches around your body. Taking a little golden vacuum cleaner at the top of your head and having that little golden vacuum cleaner make a spiral around your body, around your head, your neck and shoulders, and it's just vacuuming out all the dust bunnies and fuzz balls you've picked up as you progress through your day. And it's going all the way down around your torso and your hips, and it's just vacuuming and cleaning out all the way down under your feet. You're doing a beautiful job. And then when you've gotten it under your feet and you've vacuumed out all the dust bunnies and fuzz balls, I want you to just go ahead and throw the vacuum cleaner down the big grounding cord at your hips. And then going and sitting in the center of your head in your golden temple of silence. And before you sit down, let's go ahead and just wash out the golden temple of silence. You can open a trap door out the back of the head. And let's just go ahead and wash out the energy that's in the back of the head. And in the whole center of the head, in your brain, looping thoughts, worries, concerns, excess boxes. Wash it all out. All right, and when you feel like you've gotten the center of the head all washed out, you can close the trap door, and that excess energy that was washed out is going down the big grounding cord, and you're now sitting in your throne in the center of your head. And looking out the view screen in the front, or maybe like a movie screen in the front, so like by your third eye. And let's go ahead and see you sitting there and see your mother maybe 10 feet in front of you. And let's remove any control energy. So you just send any control energy, any energy that's from your mother that's in your body, just send it back to her. And also, let's take your energy back if you've put energy in her body. An easy way to do this where you don't get any extra energy is to put a rose out in front of you for yourself and a rose out in front of you for your mother. So maybe the red rose is for you and the pink rose is for your mom. And you ground them to the center of the earth so they don't float away. And you'd have them be magnet roses. So that pink rose is just pulling all the energy from your mom out of your body. And the red rose is pulling all of your energy out of your mom's body. And if your mom's not living, you could do your daughter or your son, you know, if you have children. Okay, and so you're just returning the energy. So when you feel like all that energy has been cleared out of you and all that energy has been cleared out of her, just take your energy back. And put that rose maybe in your heart or in the top of your head. Just bring your energy back to you. And then send the rose or hand the rose back to her, that pink rose that's her energy that's been in your body. And say, thank you. I don't need this energy anymore, but I thank you for sharing. And hand her back her energy. And now let's look at cords. And if there's cords between you, you might actually feel the presence of cords. And you want to just pull the cords out. Right, and now let's go to contracts, and you could just see, do you have anything kind of like in writing, like legal documents, shared property, I don't know, maybe your birth certificate's even a contract, I don't know, but you want to just see if there's any contracts, and if there are, you just want to allow those to, unless they're contracts that you're currently using, like if you have shared property, you don't want that contract to go away. But other than that, you want to let the contracts just go down the grounding cord. So you can just allow them to dissipate down into nothingness. So they're old, outdated contracts. You owe me this, that kind of stuff. Just allow that to dissipate. Agreements. Agreements are like agreements that might have even been put on you. You're going to take care of me the rest of my life. You're responsible for my bills. You're responsible for paying my bills. You're responsible for tying my shoes, for buying me clothes, for telling me I'm nice, you know, whatever those are, agreements, you're responsible for taking me on vacations, you're responsible for paying my food bills, you're responsible for whatever. So those are agreements. And if there's agreements that you have that aren't working for you, you want to let those agreements go. In general, you let the agreements go and you create new agreements that aren't out of obligation. They're out of choice. So any agreement that's out of obligation, just let that go. And then finally, let's go ahead and do a karma clearing with Mother. And this will clear all relationships. So it clears trauma in this life, and it clears karma from other lives, which is essentially karma is unresolved trauma from other lives, unresolved issues. And so we're going to imagine a half of a magical golden ring, and that half ring is half of the karma being complete, and the other half is missing. And underneath that golden ring, half golden ring, we have a beautiful, gigantic 2-foot white rose that's grounded to the center of the earth. And we're going to fill in that golden ring to 100%. And so we're just going to start, and if you'd like to, you're welcome to pump with your right hand to help fill it in. And we're going to fill in that karma ring until it's complete. And this takes a couple minutes. And just keep seeing that karma ring filling in. It's really a miracle when this karma fills in completely. It's just completely a miracle. It's wonderful. So just keep watching that ring filling in. About 80% on the ring, so just keep watching it fill in. And like I said, you're welcome to do the quantum pump if that still moves you and you feel like that. It definitely does help, by the way. Okay, we are at 100%. That's fantastic. Allow that golden ring that's now filled in completely to go into the white rose and drop into the rose and then blow the rose up, maybe disappear it. You can imagine a little cartoon bomb disappearing it. You can imagine just poof and it disappears, poof and it's gone. And the karma is ended. Breathing in and out, breathing in and out. I'd love for you to rub your hands together in front of your heart chakra, creating some heat in the palms of your hands, and putting your right hand over your heart chakra and your left hand over your right hand in a universal mudra of self-love and self-affinity. Affirm to yourself, I love myself. I trust myself. I express my unique self, breathing in and out and feeling yourself coming back into the room, very blessed, very calm, very peaceful, having cleared your karma, courts, contracts, and agreements with your mother. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing meditation is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, abundance, joy and peace. Tatastu, so be it. And welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. Yay! Well, that was a beautiful, beautiful process, and I'm so happy to have been able to share a little bit of a Mother's Day clearing with each of you. I hope that You do have a magnificent Mother's Day tomorrow for those of you who celebrate. So I'm just going to go through a couple announcements for our wonderful community. So on Next Steps, we've got a lot of wonderful classes going on right now. So encourage you to jump into the Apprentice Online Program and Your Year of Miracles. Those are both year-long programs. Here are the spring trainings, Happy Chemistry. Some of these have already been. Sorry about that. This is, let's see, we're at the 100% you. That's where we're at. So these have already happened. That happens sometimes. Here we go. Those have happened. So we've got a lot of wonderful, wonderful classes coming up and ongoing. So please do join us. And have a wonderful and blessed Mother's Day. I love you, and I love to share mother love with you. And this is a place to get it. This is a place where there's a lot of love and wise elder wisdom. And that's what we're really seeking, isn't it? And when you truly heal the mother wound, the mother in you becomes your mother. I mean, like the how compassionate and generous and tender you can be with yourself becomes the replacement for anything that wasn't perfect with your mother. God bless you, and I'll see you soon. I'll be in the chat box for a few minutes. I know there's so many people, I probably won't be able to respond to everybody, but know that you are so loved and cherished. And join me in the classes. All right, bye-bye for now. Love you.
The moderator has left the conference.